Chapter 2. Inhabiting the Electronic Void. Nowhere, man. The world is at your command. John Lennon. Gee. Now what are these people babbling about? Ah, yes, the first quarter numbers. Blah, blah, blah. It's a good thing they haven't insisted on using the video teleconferencing capabilities for this weekly update, or I'd have to get out of my underwear, and I really don't feel like it. Who's that? Oh, right. Mergenthaler, sucking up to Chet again. What a wanker. The sun is bright here in Santa Monica, even coming through the drawn blinds that way. I have to remember to put on the SP40 when I go out later. God, I'm bored. I think I'll send a little BlackBerry message to Chet right now, just to liven things up, make sure he knows I'm paying attention. Hi, Chet, I'll say. Can you believe what a blabbermouth Mergenthaler is? I know Chet checks his BlackBerry every couple of minutes. He'll see it and get a little chuckle, and that'll be nice. I like Chet. Maybe I'll drop back in at headquarters sometime soon. Better lose a bit of this tan first, though. Don't want people to think I'm dogging it or something. Just like the actual corporate marshals who have hung up their guns and badges, the working retiree doesn't need to be anywhere in particular. Unlike the true victim of perpetual leisure, however, the contemporary executive does have to give the appearance of gainful employment, and perhaps even do some work, in order to perpetuate the game on a day-to-day basis. We are indeed fortunate, therefore, to live in a time when electronics and digital technology have made the necessity for physical presence obsolete. In the world as we now know it, the person weighing in on an issue can be sitting right next to you or communicating via email, BlackBerry, phone, or text message from 10,000 miles away, while picking sand from between his or her toes. Depending on the executive involved, that can be either a grotesque or...